Now, do you see this drawing? Let me real quickly take you on God's tour through the underworld, okay? And I'll use the death and burial and resurrection of Christ on the cross to share some things. This is the cross, and in John 19:13, it says, Jesus cried, "It is finished." He died, and what happened? Well, the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that Jesus went from the cross and took the thief. What did he say to the thief on the cross? "Today," Luke 23:43, "you'll be with me in paradise." Now, we already know from Luke 16:28 that paradise and Hades are in the same area, but there's this big gulf between them. And Jesus said that when he was talking to Lazarus in the Hades or the grave or Abraham's bosom, it's called. So this is called Abraham's bosom or the paradise or the grave. But there is a happy side, this side, and there's a tormented side. So the rich man was over here in torment in Luke 16:28 in the grave. So Jesus comes down and actually scoops up all of the Old Testament saints that had died. So Abraham and, you know, Isaac and Jacob and Noah and all the rest of them. And he goes from the cross to paradise. It says in 2 Peter that he comes here and declares, and that's also Ephesians 4 and 2 Corinthians 2, that he comes with the redeemed, proclaims the work of the cross, the payment is finished. He rises from the dead on the third day, and he ascends to sit on the throne. The ascension, it says that he proclaimed captivity captive. He takes those saints, now that they're redeemed, and he takes them to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father. Now, what's interesting is, look at this. In Genesis, it says Eden was the paradise of God, but the paradise of God moves because the thief went to paradise, and so was Abraham and the rich man. But then, somehow, the next time we see paradise in Revelation 2, it's in heaven, up there with the throne of God. So all of a sudden, all we have left on earth are in the grave. The lost people are still in the grave. And Ezekiel 32 is all about them. They're quite conscious, and they're watching people come. And they're in torment, pain, but they're conscious and feeling it and aware of what's going on. The redeemed are in paradise with the Lord, awaiting their resurrection bodies. Now that's going to be in, all this will be connected in that 11th lesson. And lake of fire is not even populated yet. That's enough to blow your fuses. So let's go back. God's tour through the underworld in this slide. And you can take a screenshot of that. It's in your notes, those of you that are in the Bible Institute. But just for a minute, the destroyer, one of those in the pit, he's mentioned here in Exodus, 2 Samuel, 1 Corinthians. His name is Destroyer, Abaddon in Hebrew or Abaddon, and Apollyon in Greek. He is so powerful that in one night, you can look up from your slide, this is the one God brought to Egypt. In one night, this angel of death, the destroyer, went to every Egyptian home, looked them over, found the firstborn human and firstborn animal, and killed them both that night. America's $600 billion military couldn't do that in one night. You cannot genetically DNA code and find from sleeping people their age and their, you know, their family connection and do it with humans and animals in one night, in every home, without them waking up. That's the power of one angel. Wow. Look back at your slides. The big picture is God's absolutely powerful, but we need to not fear, but we need to look at this, resist. How do we resist?